Job for me. Now I must do labor and it's all for me.
I did it again, niggas.
Oh, I'm holding it down. You should have been here for a minute, because you know the whole coronavirus situation.
I did it again, niggas.
1, 2, 1, 2.
We be the kings of our throne. Benny, I'm not that clever. What I'm trying to say is I'm 100%. We be the kings of our throne. Benny, I'm not that clever. What I'm trying to say is I'm 100%.
Yo, what's good, Winnipeg? We're now live and direct for Red Box Radio 95.9 FM, CKUW. It's your boy Sly, holding it down for Winter Pig, Manitoba, Turtle Island. And we about to vibe out, y'all. DJ Platform won't be in the mix with me, so I'm going solo dolo. But you know, I can hold it down. Big shout out to Afro Soul. We Build Hits, which was just on before this show. Nothing but love for the homegirl. Make sure and check us out. Our previous collaboration, which was called Missing, as we are advocates for missing and murdered Indigenous women and children, men and boys, Two-Spirit. Find that out on YouTube.
We be the kings of our throne.
But for now, you're locked in to Red Box Radio. And we're gonna do something real special.
We be the kings of our throne.
Definitely gonna play some bangers today.
What I'm trying to say is 100%.
And of course, you ain't know, we lost some hip hop legends. That's right. Last weekend we lost Tame One from Artifacts, repping New Jersey. We also lost Hurricane G, First Lady of Death Squad, repping New York. And what's really strange was that they were both the same age, 52 years old. 52 years young, I would like to say. Because that's still such a very young age to be passing away. So I want to give y'all a lesson in Hip Hop 101, if y'all ain't familiar. I'm going to represent. And, definitely want to make sure that we pay homage to the pioneers of the game. So definitely we're going to be making the dedication out to Tame One from Artifacts, who actually, they just recently dropped an album. So I'm really going to make sure to bump some classics from there, as well as some music from Hurricane G. Now, she was a little bit lesser known, but she definitely did do some banging music. She's also had a child with Eric Sermon. So we're definitely going to get into some Def Squad. New York, some classics from New Jersey, and new Nas just dropped King's Disease 3, so I'd love to play some bangers from that as well. So let's just get right to it. This is a classic joint from Artifacts, the group. Rest in peace, Tame One. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks, 95.9 FM, CKUW. It's your boy Sly. I'll also be going live on my social media, so follow me on all my social media tags at TeamSly204. That's TEAMSLY204. Let's go.
Kid, I got a fat ass can of the flat black.
Yo, you about to go make this pass.
That's right now, kid. I got some jism in my pocket.
Go pass for me in a second.
Watch
5-0, watch 5-0.
Fuck that.
Ain't getting caught, you know what I'm saying? Yo, pass that pilot, man. Pass that pilot, yo.
I'm out to bomb like Vietnam, under the same name, tame one, the bad one, ink flow master bastard with the magnum. I tags up quick, and then I steps to the exit when it's time to get sefted, or flex on some fresh shit, some whack crook. Throw my black book, I know who took it. I know it's so tagged because the fag writes his name crooked. The ink I use might stink, but you gotta think, I got my props, hops, cause my tags don't shrink. I'm tagging and bagging bitches cause my name is famous in the street, cause they know my name's from cruising in the Jeeps. So yo, grab a can and put your man up and stand up for the fresh, never stale niggas off the third rail. Deep dark and black like the Magnum on my back. It's that artifact chat from the wrong side of the track.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
I load my backpack with spray paint and markers to spark the tagging and my trip. I catch the path, take a trip to the train yard to think back. When I used to write that shit that used to hit, had all the mad color tips. Breaking was my thing, I used to spin the back. I never thought I'd spin the wax with tracks to make your hands clap. I could have went the other way, but no how. I got my tap on the mat with the big that suit a spray cap. Niggas used to doubt my clout, but now I turn them out. They shout my shit about town like they wanna be down. Avoid the crabs and wanna stab me in the back. Enough of that. Watch the third rail track, cause I don't wanna get zapped. Pieces to burn to show my name, no shame. Don't wanna put the blame down. All my niggas tame. Brothers don't wanna see me grow. To get my cash flow, I have the remorse. So check me out in the stores.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
Like a tie stick, as red as my eyes get, I still rocks the fly shit. Fat with some ultra flat black, catch a wreck in a sec. Wet paint ain't shit when I'm on the set. I'm live like the third rail on time like the pap train. The name Tame alone got fame, so fuck a last name. I tax mad when I drag a fat jacketism, coming out with new additions like Mike Bibbins. I get a sticker from my nigga with the back of him. Write my name on him, then I peel off the back of him. And stick him to victims of underground systems. If the toys bring the noise, me and my boys are gonna diss him.
In conclusion, don't snooze when two niggas from the jurors kick the magazine slurs or kick the face to the curb. The artifacts, Jack, bringing the artifact back. Some seem to forget about the error to correct. So remember this agenda when you slip in to enter the artifact zone, cause graffiti's still prone to kick ass, pizzazz, less that we tag. Why is that black? Because the whack jack is known as a fag. So don't cross the path, that's a gat to your back. The artifacts out, wrong side of the tracks.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
Yo, put me up on that, all right?
Hey, put you up on this flip.
Yeah, where's going, yo?
Yo, man, who got my fat cap?
Oh, no, kid.
Uh-uh, this ain't the same cap. Oh,
shit
is clogged up.
Oh, yeah, that shit clogged up.
Come on with the come on, get down with the get down. Come on with the come on, get down with the get down. Come on with the come on, get down with the get down. Come on with the come on, get down with the get down.
Come on and get down with that artifact sound. But kids get wrecking, the beats bounce around. We're struggling through the industry be? See, we gotta be the next shit that kicks, cause brothers ain't got it. In this rap shit, ain't no time for the dilly-dally pally. Throw a match in the gasoline alley. Blew up Matt's box. Kids were jealous for the props. See, the shit never stops. Hop, just looking for my girls. Not styles we make, never fake. Broke breaks in every crate. Old freestyles are dirty ass copied over tapes. Notify that the artifacts never slack. While cruisers on stage whack, we just played the back. Now, the flip, tip, a ripper, split you with the picture. On cruise, so never pay dues. Watch it, boy, I get ya. Cause nowadays, it's the ways of the underground. But they're whack now. So, come on with the get down.
Come on with the come on, get down with the get down. Come on with the come on, get down with the get down. Come on.
Stacks, if not, then ask some niggas who heard of me. The half on the artifacts in Jersey. Cause brothers be bugging, not giving love to the knuckles, saying fuck us. Cause we be shining brighter than the suckers. Shooting me prison, nobody listens to your dissing. Cause yo, my shit's legit, and as a lyricist, I'm hitting the high note. So why don't I smile when I take pictures? Cause now that I rock, I got more niggas on my jock than bitches. I just wanna do my dance with fams and slam it to some hypeness. But fighters and backstabbing rappers don't even like us. But pops do, beat the source rap pages and the billboard, and read about the tours while you be flapping your jaws. I freak techniques, cause talk is cheaper than beepers from Floyd Street. Punks pop junk, tame in the sense they leave them all beat. So people, I keep my technique freaks and how my shit sounds. Come on with the come on, get down with the get down.
Come on with the come on, get down with the get down. Come on with the come on, get down with the get down. Come on with the come on, get down with the get down. Come on with the come on, get down with the get down.
Your rap stuck a duck buck, the track's rough enough to prove a point that the niggas is the joint. Magazines we were seen, now pop the tape in your deck. I got the heavy ammunition, cause some flexy with the tech. Niggas can't believe the artifacts achieved. Got tricks up my sleeves, bow down on your knees. Yo, we ain't got the same lane, ordinary playing game. Put the shame any crew who wants to build the flame. 2 weeks of mission to the rap recognition. My right hand is itching from the shit that I'm scripting. So pass the baton to the next fun to obtain. I give a pound, so come on with the get down. Hey, yo, word of my grandma's tampons, I drop bombs. But since our demo tracks had gas, some said my fat raps was half-assed. Watching others rocking clock, we shocked them like a robot with our props. So now the naughty head niggas got more knots, yo. My pockets are bumpy chunk, my drunk style is chunky dunk. My disc and crisp, the funk and funk like Humpty Hump. Cause I'm coming from the underground, I'm down with the get down. If Caesar used to diss us, get pissed cause they ain't shit now. The artifacts represent on every stage we step on. The days are getting stepped on, are dead because we keep on. Beeping these weak and seas who cheese, but they're baloney, cause they're phony as fuck and couldn't bullshit off the tow truck. So yo, bro, now you know my flow, so go and sit down or come on with the come on, get down with the get down.
Come on with the come on, down with the get down. Come on with the come on, down with the get down. Come on with the come on, down with the get down. Come on with the come on, get down with the get down. Come on with the come on, get down with the get down.
Taking y'all back all the way back to 1994. That was Artifacts, and that was a couple classic tracks from their first album, which came out in 94, like I said, and was produced by Buck Wild from the Digging in the Crates crew and T-Ray from the Soul Assassins crew. Pretty dope. I didn't know that T-Ray was involved in the Soul Assassins crew on that project as well. The title of the album was called Between a Rock and a Hard Place. So yes, it was released on October 25th, 1994. Wow, taking me back. And, it was definitely an ode to the underground hip-hop, the crew were definitely all about the graffiti. They were definitely some rap heads and, making music for the B-boys and the B-girls. So, definitely shout out to all the graph heads, all the B-boys and the B-girls, and all the lovers of real hip-hop. So the first track, as I mentioned, we did play was Wrong Side of the Track. And the second track I played was Come On With The Get Down. And if you ain't know, the Artifacts consisted of Elda Sensei and Tame One. As well as the, DJ Chaos, yes, and they represent Newark, New Jersey, Brick City. I actually got a chance to go out to New Jersey back in 2014. And, you know, being from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Turtle Island, you know, I really knew that being an MC and making music out here and making, getting myself established, I really wanted to go to the mecca of hip-hop and really experience where the music really came from. So I had to make my journey to New York, and it was an amazing experience. I actually got to like do the open mic circuit, and you know, I really got to be able to soak it all up, you know what I mean? I literally got off the plane. I remember it was funny because it was like really super early, and I believe there was like a delay to get out there, and they were giving me champagne on the plane to New York, which I thought was kind of funny. But yeah, so I ended up going there, and so I get off the plane and I literally get tickets for a show out there, and it was Dilated Peoples and Supernatural was one of the openers. Who else was there? Oh yeah, Jurassic 5, of course, naturally. So yeah, it was really dope to just see this, you know, real hip-hop concert. And the venue was real close to Times Square Garden, Times Square downtown in Manhattan, New York. And yeah, it was just an amazing experience. And I actually got to do like a showcase at this club called The Pyramid. Pretty funny how like we have a pyramid cabaret here in Winnipeg, but there's also a pyramid club out there in New York. So I got to do a showcase after hitting the open mic circuit and, you know, hitting some ciphers, doing some freestyle ciphering out in Union Square Park. You know, of course, had to check Central Park, which is huge. It's like, if you think of the Fort, it's like five times as big as the Fort. It's just massive. Yeah, so I got to, you know, do a few tracks, like I said, at the Pyramid Club, and then I got to meet the crew, the Mellow Music crew, who, as you know by now, various hip-hop groups, such as Apollo Brown and many others. So it was a really dope experience, and I also actually got to take a train all the way to New Jersey, so that's why I was kind of... making a reference to I took a train and I went to go check out this outdoor festival, and it was headlined by Wiz Khalifa and Ty Dolla $ign was there, Jeezy, Tyga, DJ Drama, and we got there really late. I guess, you know, we didn't realize how far New Jersey was from New York, but yeah, it was definitely quite the experience. I ended up checking like the last little bit of that show, that festival. But, you know, needless to say, it was a cool experience. And definitely, I did end up going back to New York years after. And I definitely got to have more of a deeper experience when I went back in 2018. But I'll leave that story for another time. So let's get into some music. So since we were holding it down with some Hurricane G is next, since we've gotten to some Artifacts. So let's check her out. And like I said, once again, you know, rest in peace, Tame One from Artifacts and Hurricane G. Keep it locked, y'all. 95.9 FM Red Box Radio.
That's right. group was f***ing with you. Things ain't been the same between me and you. It was all love from the start. You was coming real from the heart. Hooking me off like stars. Long walks in the park and all that. My big black battle cat hitting me 24 on the set. Licking jelly off my back. Knocking boots in the barn, sweet tellers. Rocking his and her heli. Talking about me and my. But you been on some next sh-
y por It's your boy SLY, and we're live and direct on a Saturday night. Woo. Giving y'all some Brooklyn, New York music, some Spanglish. If you ain't know, that was some Hurricane G that I just played for y'all. Rest in peace once again. Her name was Gloria Rodriguez, and I think she was really a pioneer and real innovative in doing that Spanglish hip-hop styles, you know, the New Yorican styles that she was known for. And, you know, for a lot of y'all that might be unfamiliar with her discography, she was featured on albums such as Keith Murray, Redman, Exhibit, Delinquent Habits, Funk Dubious, the Coco Brothers, and probably one of the big highlights was that she was featured on Puff Daddy's track, PE 2000. So the tracks that we did play were Somebody Else, and another track that last track was played, it was called Padre Nuestro. The English translation is Our Father. So that was pretty interesting. That was a track for me that I wasn't too familiar with. So something different to get on the playlist for Redbox Radio. But yeah, hope y'all enjoying your Saturday night. You know, we got a big dump of snow in the city a couple days, so I think winter is officially here. Y'all start putting up your Christmas tree, your decorations. You know, I don't really know how y'all feel about that. I know some of y'all, as soon as, you know, Halloween is done, y'all start putting up the Christmas decorations and whatnot. And that's cool. You know, I'm a little bit late to the game. You know, I kind of take my time with it and put up my tree and stuff later on, maybe closer to maybe like the end of November. But that's just me. But yeah, hopefully y'all enjoying your weekend. Just had Remembrance Day, lest we forget all of our soldiers, armed forces, veterans, you know, that fought for our country. And, you know, hopefully y'all had some silence to think about what was experienced, you know, back in those days. Of course, got to give some additional silence when you get a chance for the indigenous soldiers as well. Real important to me. And I think it's just, you know, now that we're in the forefront to have representation of those soldiers that played their role as well, made a big impact in the history of that. So that was definitely some crazy wild times. I mean, I don't know how it would be like if we were living that, experiencing that now. Going to war, you know. But it makes you think about what happens in the world, like Ukraine versus Russia. What happened in Iraq with Desert Storm. Any of the wars going around, with me being Afro-Indigenous, you know. My dad came from a war-torn country called Eritrea. You know, and they were just, they didn't become independent until the 90s. So, you know, war happens all over the world, you know. So we definitely got to appreciate the ones that definitely fought for us. Fought for our rights, fought for us to be able to enjoy our life that we live right now. So we're gonna get into some more music, naturally, of course. And, you know, I feel like we're gonna get into some more artifacts. I wanna get into the second album. So I think what we'll do is we'll get into the second album, which was called That's Them. And the single that I wanna play for artifacts will be the big singles off of that, which is Turn to the Wrong Side. Y'all can vibe out to that. And we're paying our respects to the legends that we lost in the game. On 95.9 FM, Red Box Radio.
Across me off, lost in my thought. I could walk a mile on style. It's been a while, but I keep from jump. Sleeping cause they only see me with butts. My ghetto cartoons just express how I feel. Representing my culture and not often is the deal. I'm so ill with skill and I'm still up the bar. Not your everyday rap star, just who we are. Like conquering lions, we do our things with strong pride for the long ride. Telling tales from the wrong side.
KRS keeps the stage show live. Sharper than knives if we return from the wrong side. P&B Nation, no hesitation. Blazing as we return from the wrong side. Peep sleep while these brothers coincide. Keep in stride as we return from the wrong side. Come high, toy niggas take a dive. Kickers gets live as we return from the wrong side.
It's like that, laying shit down on the map. Artifact crew in the house. Like this, like that. So what you want?
Okay.
Transmitting live via satellite. One, two, two, to the three, to the four, to the five. You know the time when we rock this spot. Artifacts, new Jerus, catch wreck and get the pop. You know the time when we rock this shit. Came one and MCL, we be the ultimate. We bring forth the thoughts in rap sports. Niggas play the bench sports. Overtime if niggas wanna shine. Combined with the intricate shit. Who wanna bring it? To the table, able now we're stable on the disc.
The Heineken bottle catcher, Schrotcher, Slasher, Dash the bastard with the fastest ass caption. No moonwalk, my tunes talk all about a fucking loan. Phone me home, I'm in the middle like I'm on. Love to do dubs on deck without a mic check. Collect no checks, but catch wreck on set. Deuce is loose, DPP represents C. Death Squad, Boom Squad, and Artifacts make three. Like Dennis Scott dropping one for the wisdom. Cause when I get some, I'll be fucking up they system. All temperature cheer when I appear from the mist. Priceless, Isis, and never see another Christmas.
You play risk when you're dealing with the new Jerusalem blitz. Without the use of two clips, niggas gotta still be fluid. Still the cap, barrel with the terror offhand. Without bands, we rock spots in all lands. Niggas be playing and we stand for the substance. Subjects, the basement, MCB patient. Cause all that rushing, save that shit for the dressing. Yes, we stand strong, whack niggas, we address it. You know the time when we rock the spot. Artifacts, new Jerus, catch wreck and get the pop. Yeah. You know the time when we rock the shit. Came one and MCL, we be the ultimate. You know the time when we rock the spot. Artifacts, new Jerus, catch wreck and get the pop. Yeah. You know the time when we rock the shit. Came one and MCL, we be the ultimate.
Checking for my recipes. Mess with me and I'll be draining all your fucking energy. Galactus tactics match wits. I'm from the bricks. I used to catch a switch from any walk by bitch. But now it's to the break like this jocks. This rock is hot. Got props and plus bus shots for what I got. Don't sniff shit but snot hops. You better watch the snot box. I'll dish you. Then I'll clear the air like Scott tissue. The issue got a barcode on funk mode. So now I pack a trunk load of skunk for the underground chunks. Cause I bumps in any system. Who dissed them? Watch me back them up from all the way from New Jeru to Manhattan. Satin and silk killed the best built. I guess the milk was no good. So now I'm classified a true hood. Check this nigga. Live on Kodak tits or bust the pimp, cause I'm not a boogaloo shrimp. Same one, the Jesus and the Judas. When I hit the Buddha, my problems manifest as deep rooted.
You know the time when we rock the spot. Artifacts, new Jerus, catch wreck and get the box. You know the time when we rock the shit. Tame one and MCL, we be the ultimate. You know the time when we rock the spot. Artifacts, new Jerus, catch wreck and get the box. You know the time when we rock the shit. Tame one and MCL, we be the ultimate. Universal, no rehearsal on tap with rap, so magnificent, sufficient, all that. Tall facts from the six-footer, in slang I be the gooder. Good X, best, put the rest, axe that's less. Sub, like a erector, prefer tracks to measure. Size up, MCs that need the wise up, fucking they lives up. Urban survivalist, live with this, flow style, tribal. That gets all up in your shit. Number one, you're sleeping. Speaking like a deacon, catch the drops, my props leaking. Speaking on the deep end, sinking while I'm thinking of ways to play my competition without blinking. The ink's on the sheet with rhymes that are unique, complete batter. Astounding feats, yo, it don't matter. Don't matter. Capitalize while I'm categorized to G, L to the tame, to the O-N-E. You know the time.
Jerus, catch wreck and get the props. You know the time when we rock the shit. Tame One and MCO, we be the ultimate. Yeah. You know the time when we rock the spot. Artifacts, New Jerus, catch wreck and get the props. You know the time when we rock the shit. Tame One and MCO, we be the ultimate. You know the time when we rock the spot. Artifacts, New Jerus, catch wreck and get the props. You know the time when we rock the shit. Tame One and MCO, we be the ultimate. Rock the spot, artifacts, new Jerus, catch wreck and get the props, nigga. You know the time when we rock the shit. Artifacts, and see how we be the ultimate, 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 yeah.
Yes, 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 y'all. You already know we live and direct from Redbox Radio with your boy Sly. DJ Platform could not make it tonight, so I'm holding it down. But you know, we're going to still have some fun. And we're definitely giving y'all a real history lesson in Hip Hop 101 with the classics. And some not so classic tracks, you know, but I definitely want to keep y'all informed and edutained with some golden nuggets, some music that y'all really hear too much. And we got to give our flowers to the people, to the pioneers, excuse me, who paved the way for artists like myself and many more. Go after their dreams of doing music. So that last couple of tracks that you heard was Return to the Wrong Side, which definitely seemed like a sequel track to Wrong Side of the Tracks from Artifacts. And that last one was The Ultimate. Woo! That was fire. And that was off of their second album called That's Them. Now, compared to Hurricane G, you know, she doesn't really have any, like, super live, huge tracks. So I figured we'll get to some bigger artists that were featuring her on their albums. So Hurricane G only really did release one album called All Woman. And little tidbit, it was actually released by Jelly Bean Benitez, who was an affiliate of Madonna. And they were able to release an album by the Puerto Rican female rapper Hurricane G. So I think that's pretty dope. So let's get back to these bangers here. Since Hurricane G really didn't really have a huge discography, we're gonna feature some other groups that had Hurricane G featured on their albums. So we're gonna start off with Delinquent Habits featuring Hurricane G, and this is CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial. Big shout out to everybody tuning in. Turn it up. Let's go.
What up? What up? Yeah, what? Yeah.
What?
East Coast, West Coast flavor in the motherfucking house. Hurricane G and the motherfucking Delinquent Habit. Huh. And we ain't having it.
Word.
So what, nigga? You want to get bucked? Bring the ruck. Because we don't give a in the
antes de cubano, marihuano, que te deja tarantiano. Big up since 83, DVS con mi hermano. I know you didn't think I would stop making rolas. I got to entertain all the patos and the cholas. So take it to the neighborhood and spread it on the calle. Que el perro negro no le vale madre. And homeboy for all the flavor that's on the table. The blacks again, once again, suggesting quick and fables. I'm strangling mics from el lunes to domingo. Te chingo, te digo, gringos got my back, the lingo. Brigo no más o menos, simply stacks the fat tracks. So suck the move back, porque el ritmo pega duro like a kick to your sack. Y si me miras en los ojos, recojo puro respeto. Y las palabras de mi boca empezaron en los sesos. Así lo es, homeboy, I'm putting it down, that's con mi clica. Hurricane, sin down, delinquent, blowing out your speaker. Otra vez, ya lo ves. Somos tres, bring the rock, that's how it is. Cause I don't give a fuck.
Motherfucker, what? I don't give a fuck.
Ave María Purísima, coño.
Los hermanos Chocolate. Directamente de la calle.
¿Qué es lo tuyo, muchacho, ah?
¿Eh? Si tú supieras, coño.
Oh, shit,
María.
Me escuchaste.
Tenemos Sandubia ahí, Hurricane Gloria por allá. Joder, aquí viene, papá, aquí viene.
It's Tony Toca. The one that got you screaming, esa loca. Dale huevo, it's my mic, let go my ego. Spanish Harlem, all the way to San Diego. Make it happen, you know, like moving yayo. Except my product, that shit's far from narcotics. Mantequilla, not manteca o sensimilla. Coco Brothers, Hurricane, mira, mira. Tone Touch, Sun Doobie, eating fajitas. Chilling in a B-boy stance in my Adidas. While senoritas be screaming, buenos dias. Rock steady, by now, you know the steel. Mi corillo still gets down on the Lilo. Soy Taino, Indian, welcome to my teepee. Pop in the city, and let's get freaky. Melaza, Guatauba, en la casa, Boricua. About to pass it off to the Rasta.
It's the El Generano, tell your bark way with the hydro. It's the Chocolito, make my eyes low. Piti Yatumbe with me and my man. Trying to double our ends with the El Capitan. And the Amor es Dios Bodega, what you entrega? Female translator, I am my way by. Undressing me, thinking about sexing me. Wow. While I had fair one of my thalame me.
Blazing, kicking lingo with this gringo. Who got hot making the pesos in Santo Domingo? El Socio used to go to the Acapulcos every weekend. Tricking on chulas he was meeting. But on the streets of Harlem around the Grand Concourse, he had to force a local amigos and use the balls. Adios míos, just like El Niños. El corazón del está frío y poro como perico.
Harlem got the pips in it.
Boogie Woogie got the cake in it.
Brooklyn keeps on taking it.
Queens cast been making it.
I do this for my soldiers in the streets who stand toast to toast with the cousin asleep. Making illegal transactions, worldwide connections. Thought something changed like the name Smith & Wesson. See me come true in my nigga Clef Q. Order 650 blowing up the Gramps tune. Mob beat, super trash, slaying your street bikes. Like a killing over dealing for the pearly white.
Blowing down your motherfucking roof. It be Hurricane G subwoofing out your ass. From First Ave up through Park, from the heart, representando for my niggas in Spanish Harlem. Niggas who don't give a fuck, and my bitches box cut, something up tribal, so get the hydro, cause we gonna keep it live all night, y'all. Yeah, one love to my fam in Boricua land, my hermanito sparking up trees, 112 Buddha Kings, walking up Puerto Rican cream, smacking on rice and beans, and you know my hermanitas, keep it real, in 10 boots or high heels. All my pititas who ain't fucking around. Santeras holding shit down for the crown. Tony Touch, Coco Brothers, and I keep the barrio hot. No doubt it be CBR in the motherfucking house. I'm talking about crazy Puerto Ricans who beefing. A few heads is busted cause I see him leaking. Freaking cause I be frying niggas up like Gucci Fritos. For my papi Chulitos. From 112. the barrio. Coco Brothers, Tony Touch, and Hurricane G. Peace. De corazón, papi. What? Yeah, yeah. What? Shit.
That was some hardcore female MC. Big ups to everybody tuning in. Y'all just heard Spanish Harlem, Coco Brothers featuring Hurricane G, formerly known as Smith & Wesson. As you know, they had to change their name. And before that, we had Underground Connection, Delinquent Habits, featuring Hurricane G. Some dope tracks. I think it was just really good for me to just play some, a couple tracks that were featuring Hurricane G, some other groups, since he doesn't have a huge discography. But it's hardcore. So big up to all the female artists, you know, doing their thing, you know. I definitely feel like they're switch and do something more contemporary with Artifacts. You know, they recently dropped an album called No Expiration. So this was like just recently dropped, I think just like a few weeks ago. And we're gonna get into a couple tracks from the new album, which was produced by Buckwild. If you ain't known, great Scrooge, Big L, Fat Joe, and some others in the group. And you know, I feel like the new album's pretty dope. I've been bumping it in rotation, and I think that y'all will appreciate hearing some new stuff since we got to, you know, play some of the older stuff from Artifacts. And we'll get into a couple more tracks after of Hurricane G. Some of her more bigger features that she did. One would be Tonight's the Night with Redman. And her collaboration with Diddy called PP2000. And that'll take us into the second half of the show. So I'm going to like mix it up here and get some more newer music, some more newer boom bap, some more newer-ish for y'all. Like I said, that new Nas album, King's Disease Part 3, just dropped. There's some heaters on there. You know, I was a little disappointed that he didn't really have any collaborations. It would have been dope to have some other artists. But, you know, keeping that in mind, Nas can still hold his own, you know what I mean? I mean, the wordplay and the lyrics were just completely on point. And, you know, he did have one feature, which was Hit-Boy. Hit-Boy did produce a whole album. I mean, you know, they did win a Grammy. So, you know, with this being the third album, and then they also did a fourth one in between there called Magic. You know, it's really dope to see Nas having this success in his in his career. And there's some really dope tracks on the new album. So we'll definitely get to that. So let's get into what we were mentioning before with the Artifacts newer album. And that one, like I said, was produced by Buckwild. And locked for more music with your boy Sly. You already know, Redbox Radio, Saturday night. Let's go!
Niggas, we in the same spot, do the same shit. I don't name drop.